From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A new wave of protests against President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the Israeli capital erupted Sunday in parts of the Muslim and Arab world. Lebanese security forces outside the U.S. Embassy in northern Beirut fired water cannons and tear gas to beat back Lebanese and Palestinian protesters who hurled stones at the embassy and burned Trump in effigy. They also burned the U.S. and Israeli flags. In Indonesia, home to the world's largest population of Muslims, thousands of protesters mounted a demonstration outside the U.S. Embassy in the capital, Jakarta, while other protests took place in Jordan, Turkey, Pakistan, Malaysia, Egypt, and the Palestinian territories bordering Israel. Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, defended Trump's decision in an interview on CNN. She said Israel already has numerous government agencies in Jerusalem and added, "Why shouldn't we have the embassy there?" She said Trump did the will of the American people by making a decision that previous American presidents refused to make. Earlier Sunday, the Arab League called Trump's decision, quote, "a dangerous development that places the United States at a position of bias in favor of the occupation and the violation of international law and resolutions." The statement was issued after an emergency meeting of the League's foreign ministers in Cairo. It also said that Trump's decision strips the U.S. of its role as a, quote, sponsor and broker in the Middle East peace process. This is VOA News. A mass vaccination campaign is getting